This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, August 23rd. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, the Great Lakes Radio Consortium's Joyce Kryzak will talk about new technology being put to use to make hotel rooms even more allergy-free. But first, today's news. The two major party candidates for the 52nd District Illinois Senate seat are at odds over the minimum wage. Illinois' minimum wage of $6.50 an hour is $1.35 higher than the national rate. But Democratic candidate Mike Frerich says it should be raised to $7.50 an hour to reflect rising prices. He says the increase would help workers without hurting business.
I think we've seen increases in minimum wage several times over the last several decades. And each time they're enacted, people say that businesses will go out of business, they'll shut down or shut their doors. And I don't think we've seen that in the past. I don't think we'll see that in the future.
But Republican opponent Judy Myers says Illinois' business climate has been hurt by a minimum wage higher than that of neighboring states. She says Illinois' higher minimum wage even sends a signal to employers that pay above minimum wage, like Honda, which chose an Indiana site over one in East Central Illinois for a new auto plant.
And I think that we need to make Illinois a more enticing place for businesses to locate and create jobs. And raising the minimum wage, while a noble goal, won't do that.
Frerichs and Myers are on the ballot in November for the Illinois Senate seat currently held by Republican Rick Winkle. Indiana State Police say it could take several weeks for investigators to complete their review of a crash that killed two police officers on a charity bike ride in western Indiana yesterday. A report will be submitted to the Vermilion County Prosecutor's Office for a decision on whether any charges will be filed. Two riders were killed when a truck hit a van that was with the riders, spinning it into the bicyclists on Indiana 63, just south of Interstate 74, near the Illinois state line. They're identified as former Lake County Police Chief Gary Martin of Merrillville and Indiana State Police Lieutenant Gary Dudley of Indianapolis. Retired Indianapolis Police Officer Spencer Moore was injured. The ride has been called off, and it's uncertain if it will resume. The Champaign County Board Facilities Committee met at the new nursing home building last night to look at the work being done to fix problems with the air circulation system. Despite progress made, officials still don't know when the building will open. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
That's the sound of a $5,000 custom-made fan just installed in the new Champaign County Nursing Home to boost its underpowered HVAC, or heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system. The nursing home may need as many as 12 of these fans to get the HVAC system running properly. Construction manager Pat Dorsey from the PKD firm told the facilities committee that each fan's performance will dictate whether the next fan is needed, so he can't say right now when the project will be completed.
If you ask, is this going to be done in 2.5 months or 1 month or whatever, that's not sure yet until we know more about the design.
Facilities Committee Chairman Steve Beckett says the county will probably have to apply to the Illinois Health Facilities Planning Board for an extension of their permit to build the nursing home. It's currently set to expire at year's end. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Rod Blagojevich's Republican challenger has panned the governor's $1.2 billion energy plan that was unveiled yesterday. A statement from Judy Barr to Topinka's campaign says Blagojevich has had 4 years to act on energy, but has chosen to wait until campaign season to, quote, simply talk about it again. Blagojevich's plan includes investing in as many as 20 corn to ethanol plants, 5 soy biodiesel plants, and 4 sites that would make ethanol from plant waste. State Treasurer Topinka has proposed that all Illinois gasoline contain ethanol and that utilities generate part of their power from renewable sources such as wind. She has called for suspending some sales tax on gasoline to give motorists a break. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 Daily News Podcast. I'm Jeff Boxer. We've all heard those disgusting stories about the dust mites and mold lurking in those seemingly beautiful hotel rooms. But there's new technology that's attempting to clean up even what you can't see and to make you feel better. For the GLRC, Joyce Kryzak has more on the allergy-friendly rooms that scientists are putting to the test.
Room service.
They're in there all right, and we're not talking about the hotel guests. There are millions of bed bugs, mold spores, and other nasty things you wouldn't want to sleep with. And no amount of house cleaning, even in the nicest hotels, is going to chase them all out. So what's a weary traveler to do? call in the professionals.
We clean and sanitize the air handling system, clean and sanitize all the soft surfaces. We apply a shield to every surface in the room. We shock the room with ozone. We encase the mattress and pillows with mattress and pillow encasements. We install a purification system, and we filter chlorine from the water in the shower.
Tom Pickles is Director of Operations for Pure Solutions. The company is one of those taking part in this new experimental research. They have an arsenal of what they call 7 different interventions. The company uses a process that combines chemistry and technology to prevent or greatly reduce airborne pollutants. Pickles says it's definitely needed, especially in hotel rooms where people aren't the only ones enjoying the fine linens.
The conditions inside your mattress and inside your pillow are very hospitable for a dust mite. Their favorite food in the world is dead skin cells. You lay in your bed, you toss and you turn, you're constantly shedding dead skin cells. As you do that, the dust mite will come up from the bowels of your mattress, eat your dead skin cells, and go back down into your mattress again.
Okay, that's gross. But don't pack for home just yet. Some hotels, such as this Marriott in Buffalo, are offering what indoor air experts are calling allergy-friendly rooms. The idea is to first literally shield everything in the room from microscopic mold and bacteria. Robert Beyer heads a research center at the University at Buffalo. He says the room is misted with a chemical barrier.
And so you create a vapor of a silicone. It goes to the surface, and it makes it like an easy release surface, just like if you would have an easy release label that you were going to stick onto an envelope.
But what about the dust mites? Where do they go? Well, the experts agree that some still might be hanging out. But mattresses and pillows are covered with tightly woven microfiber wraps that at least keep you from inhaling what they leave behind. What does break through all these barriers is then filtered away.
This is the air just making one pass through the device.
The advanced technology filters are used in air conditioning units and under the bed, constantly processing and pulling out air contaminants. Beyer says that makes breathing a whole lot easier.
We've got living cells called macrophages, which are like Zambonis that are cleaning the ice at the ice rink, and they're cruising around the base of the lung all the time, dealing with cleaning up these particles. You can hold that up.
Sure.
That's the number of particles in the air that we're breathing right now.
He says on a bad day or in a room with poor air quality, that can mean lungs get overtaxed, and that means people get sick easier. But scientists at UB want to make sure these new technologies are actually doing what they advertise.
We're reading about 1,900,000 to 2 million particles.
Beyer demonstrates the handheld device used to sample the air. The readings indicate that the particle count does drop, about 75%, once you leave the hallway and enter the purified room. But he says more scientific tests will be done on the actual air particles. If tests bear out the claims, it will be good news for the hotel industry. But Beyer says scientists hope to find out if the process could be used in hospitals and other places where air quality is critical.
We're very much concerned about eliminating infection, which, as you know, has become a big, big problem as we're getting into antibiotic-resistant microorganisms. We think that's because of the hiding places that these organisms are finding in things like air conditioning units and coils and filters.
For now, industry officials are glad to be making hotel stays a bit more pleasant for travelers in several states around the country. The cost to convert and maintain each room is roughly $2,500. But right now, some hotels are offering the rooms for no extra charge, just to get people comfortable with the idea of being able to breathe a little easier. For the GLRC, I'm Joyce Kryzak.
In the forecast for East Central Illinois today, mostly sunny skies, a high of 85 degrees. Wind southwesterly at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, the low of 64. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, a high 86. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, August 23rd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.